How would you write letters? Did you have a fountain?
You carried, if you wrote a letter back then, you carried it. When I was a kid, it had to go to town to be mailed.
Y'all had a...
We didn't have no mail carrier back when I was a kid. Though.
Town was the only...
Yeah.
That was where the...
That's a stopping point for this certain area in here, you know. Unless you lived on the right, of course the mail back then was carried back from Baseville to Cave City, up here to Eden Shade and Ash Flat and Hardy. It's carried a horse back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The only mail that we ever received out in the country by a mail carrier was after we moved here. And as I said, I was 13 years old then. But now then, of course, over where I was born, there's a mail, that same mail that comes from here goes by there. Today.
But Eden Shade is the local.
Was our closest mailing
post. It was a local.
Yeah, local post. It was a post office. And let me tell you, your letters was few and far between that you mailed or received back then.
When you wrote somebody, would you expect them? Did you ever expect them to write you back?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, and you usually got a letter back, but you didn't get in a hurry about looking for it. But he'd eventually get there.
It took a long time for them to
get around to you. If it was very far away. When it was around and close to here, you know, my daddy'd pick it up at town. He usually went to town himself 2 or 3 times a week. Always on a horse, or a mule, rather.
What's a female horse called?
And are you speaking about a horse? Are we talking about horses now or mules?
A female horse.
It's a filly, or a mare.
I see, mare.
Open that door, please.
Okay. But when you rode them, it took a long time.
Get in the horse?
It was a long time before you got an
answer.
Got an answer.
Oh yeah.
When you put the letter in the envelope, you take the envelope and...
Well, of course you'd seal it, you know.
When you write, and what would you do when you...
Well, I suppose the stamps back in. Really, I don't know now. See, I've done explain to you. Us kids didn't go to town two or three times a year, and sometimes maybe four.
Yes.
And
well, you know, you had to. You take the envelope and.
Well, of course, you would address it, you know.
Right.
And you don't tell you the truth, I can't even remember what color envelopes they were back then.
You ever hear old folks say they were going to back a letter or something?
Yes. Got too hot in here. But the letters, as I said, was few and far between. Now, when I was up around 10 year old, or maybe 14, there was a telephone line through that area over there.